I am Sam, reporting from a new awareness. Breaking Through the Veil, excerpt from Death of the Sun. Every chance she got, Samantha watched the video she'd made of Daniel. She repeatedly watched the part when they were on a Keys family vacation one night. Being the jokester that he was, Daniel had bought a huge blackish-brown plastic palmetto bug. He planned to trick everyone with it. The plastic bug was attached to the door leading out to the view of the bay in the morning. It was hard to miss seeing the bug since everyone went out that door. Some of them were frightened, but they all had a good laugh. The fake palmetto bug remained a source of laughter throughout the day. Samantha cried bitter tears, thinking of how they would have to bear their first family vacation without him. After a while, she got up to get a drink to get her through the night. She saw a palmetto bug as soon as she turned on the light in the kitchen. It was just about the size of the one in the video and ran across her right foot. She screamed in terror. James jumped up out of bed and ran into the kitchen. He chased the bug around the room and squashed it with his left foot. It was the first of many palmetto bugs Samantha saw in the house over the next year. They appeared every time she watched the video segment of Daniel's plastic palmetto bug. She finally stopped watching the video, but occasionally saw a bold one in her kitchen or living room. Sometime later in her spiritual progress, Samantha learned that Daniel had been trying to break through the veil to communicate with her. She was so wrapped up in the grief of thinking he was gone that it was harder for his spirit to break through from the other side. Many times the bugs would appear when James was not home. Samantha eventually learned to chase them herself. She killed them and flushed them all down the toilet at first. But then she began to think she was to let them live. They were messengers sent by the spirit of her son to let her know he was still around. She was to treat them with love. Samantha started to silently talk to them in her mind and thank them for coming. Then she'd let them know they belonged outside, and she was going to release them. She told them she would not hurt them. All they needed to do was be still as she picked them up and carried them outside. She used a paper towel to pick them up, and as she did, she was amazed that they let her. James really wondered about her sanity when he saw her do it. Depressed after midnight one night, she opened the kitchen cupboard to get a cup for ice cream. A palmetto bug quickly jumped onto her chest. She panicked immediately, screamed, and brushed it off onto the floor. James was fishing in the Everglades, so she was alone in the house. She began angrily cussing at Daniel out loud. "This isn't funny," she said, stamping her feet up and down on the linoleum floor. "Oh, come on, Mom," she heard Daniel reply. "Lighten up. You have to admit it is." Samantha could see him laughing in her mind. He thought it was funny because he'd scared her more than he had when they were in the Keys. It was his way of letting her know he was still around. She wasn't happy about the way he did it and asked him to find other ways to alert her of his presence. Daniel told her to stop grieving. He wanted her to be happy. He wanted her to have some fun for a change. She agreed to try and then made a new rule that she only wanted to see certain creatures. Her preferred list started out as only butterflies, birds, and cats, but soon expanded. This is an excerpt from The End of My Soap Opera Life, Book 1, Death of the Sun, by Sam. Download the book at lightworkerslog.com. Shine on, bright light.